Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. God bless you. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we glorify you. Lord, we are so thankful that we can be here in the living room. We pray for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost upon us who are listening, upon Brother Freedom, and upon our listener on the internet. Lord, we ask you that you would look into our hearts if there's any shadow there. Lord, we're able to bring up weeds if we don't watch out, sinful weeds in our lives, and we don't want to be like that. Lord, we want to be beautiful for you. We want to bring a smile to your face, and we want to be a child that you can be proud of. We just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name for your mighty touch. Amen.
This is Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake to me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Then in chapter 2, starting in verse 4, it says, Nevertheless I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Then chapter 3, starting in verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for your promise, Lord, of things to come. We look to your coming. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We're waiting for you, Lord, and we pray that you would minister today by your Spirit, that you would anoint Brother Freedom in a mighty way, Lord. We pray for your touch upon him and upon each listener, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your majesty this morning. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your patience with us and your goodness to us, but especially your love for us. We can't understand why you would love us the way you do, but we do praise you and thank you for that. Help us to honor you today in all that we do and say. Help us to follow your leading and your guiding of your precious Holy Spirit. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Father, we do praise you. We thank you. Oh, glory do we praise you. We thank you that you're so real. You're so faithful. Oh, praise your God coming down. Glory to God. You're in our presence. And Father, I have felt like this all week. Glory, 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 God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you. Oh, you touched me from the very crown of my head, very, very soul, my feet. I've become alive again. Father, in you there's strength, there's power, there's the anointing, there's your word. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm like something's waking up out of sleep. Oh, praise God, like a giant waking up from the power of God is here to bless, to touch, to minister, to heal, to set the captive free. Those in bondage will be set free, for we are forever faithful. We thank you, we do praise you. We glorify that wonderful name. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen, amen. And starting off today, I'd like to say that the churches are really on a downswing, really. Sad. They don't really want anything said about the blood. They don't want anything that leads them to salvation. They just want to feel good. And you can see Satan's right in it. Their actions are not moved on by God, but you can tell where the Spirit they're coming from. You can tell where they're coming from. The opposite, we as God's children should be preparing for that day. Come a sheep and get, see, they're the opposites. Totally 180 degrees opposite. See, God says to come out from among them, be separate, and they're saying, we want more of what we got. We're satisfied, but we don't need no help. Over here, it says, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where thou Satan's seat is. Satan's seat is in the church. Glory! Father, we come against all powers of darkness. For your children this day that's on, hear us this day, I pray that you set them free. Move upon them as only you can. Deliver them. I pray for a shield. Oh, like you put around Job. No evil shall fall thee, no plague come nigh end our dwelling. Father, I pray for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, the edifying, the body of Christ. What God does in 1 second is what we can't do in 50 million years. God in heaven wants to move upon his people by his mighty Spirit. See, God designed us and made us that we would like him, and he hopefully we would take on his nature. But most of the churches never ever got that far. Because we must, in this last days, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Without holiness, no man sincere please God. And I'll tell you what they're doing, it's not holy. It's not even sanctioned when the word of God is terrible. The churches now are even for abortion, just like our nation. See why our nation is like it is, because the churches have lost their first love. If the churches weren't they should be, there'd be no question who would be in the White House. We get in the White House how our hearts are. God's here to seek a people. He's searching throughout this whole world. He's searching for those whose hearts might be made perfect toward him. Those that are seeking him, he's going to answer you. He's forever faithful. His eye is over the righteous and his ears over the cry. The problem is we don't call on him. He wants my children, call on me. My children, call. He doesn't hear nothing. We want to be like the world. We're just like the children of Israel. Many times in the past, I remember how Sunday school classes, we can see the faults of Israel, but the faults, we see the same faults in us today. We always easy to figure out someone else's faults. That's why we got to have the Holy Spirit. He is our leader. He's our strength. It says someone, he has a lot against us, but started out, he had a little against us because we lost our first love. About 30, 40 years ago, I could see it. The churches were losing their first love. They even had brought in some of these fancy talking people that make you laugh. I went into services and it was supposed to be a spirit-filled church, and I got up and walked out. It's that bad. When you see these things come to pass, look up. Redemption's coming nigh. It says, be watchful and strengthen these things which remain that are ready to die. See, God sees it as a problem in us, and we want to hang on to that problem, and that problem is decayed in us now. It's got us down to a place that we have lost our soul. We're losing all of our activity connections with God. When the Lord comes, it says, will he find faith? Will he find faith? I'm afraid not. He's going to find very little. He came to his own received him not, for as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. God given adequate power, the gracious and almighty glory of God, that we might have his glory in our heart. His glory would shine. Me and my brother went the other day to get some staples out of my head, and I said, Lord, I said, you go with me. I want you to move upon me as only you can. Before we got out of the doctor's office, we had prayer requests. We had all these things to pray for. See, God does this thing. Just perfect. The glory. That's what I live for. I try to live in that realm all the time. Oh, I need this prayer. Oh, praise God. I'm here. I'm ready. That should be the desires of our heart, that we might implement the things of God to come in the fullness of his almighty power. But see, the average Christian don't even know what we're talking about. Having the foggiest idea. It's all push and shove. Mind. And all that kind of stuff. God does it through his mighty spirit. And God doesn't work when there's envy, strife. It says he's not in confusion. When there's confusion, there's every evil work. Look how confused people get. Confusion is by the enemy. He comes to block out the calls of God that moves mighty, that changes the elements that we face. The hardness of life is so critical sometimes that we need that special touch. And if the child of God, he should be at that place, that they'll pray, come with them, the glory of God will come down and deliver them, set them free, move upon as only he can, and keep the saints alive. They need protection right now. They need guidance. They need deliverance. But it's not coming by getting out here and walking in the old ways. It says we need to pray for those things that are ready to die. It says lay aside every weight and every weight and every hindrance that so easily beset us, that we might run that race with patience. We're so bogged down with sin upon us that we can't travel. Our first gear can't even pull us. We're just bogged down with problems. When we need to have the clarity of God's glory upon us, we might be that delivering force that set captivity free. How much of the glory be in their lives? They'd have victory. They'd have promise. Oh, praise God, they would walk toward the way of heaven. Their eyes would deliver those, the unjust, that they'd be set free. God is in the delivering business. He's there to set the captive free. But we've got to have those of God who have moved through the Spirit. God cannot do it unless we help him do it. You can pray, but you've got to have, he has those that are moving on by the Spirit. Where I was going to get my pants out of my head, I felt the presence of God in there. I felt his presence. You go in some places, you don't feel nothing. But I felt the presence of God right there where I was. God is that force that comes upon us, that unites him with me, with what I face, what I see. He is that glory that we need to be, that glory that shines in this last hour with the fullness of God's power. And things are going to change. But the way the world is going to get worse and worse and worse. Just the opposite is happening on everything that backs off God. It takes work to live for God. When you get to be a handicapped like I am, it's very tough. It takes me sometimes 2 hours to have breakfast. But God is that force that comes, that shines in darkness. We might have deliverance. And I told the Lord, I'll try to do what I can do. The Lord's let me know the worse I get, the worse, more power I'm going to have. See, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, but foolish unto him, neither can he know them, for the Spirit's discerned. The natural man has tried to do the works of God. No. You got to yield yourself totally to him. It's not a halfway. You can't just say it and it works. You got to be in you and it works. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has thought that we then need this extra power, but they didn't know how to get harnessed up to it. They've spoken in existence. This speaking in existence is more than that. These people that speak things in the, it takes the depth of God's glory upon the glory in there. He is the enabler. He is the force. I know there's power through faith, but to come through the divine Spirit, it takes the Spirit of God. We have to do not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, says the Spirit of God. Churches are trying to manipulate the things of the Lord. It doesn't come that way. It comes by God's divine power. Those that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ and put Him out. I'm not ashamed. I want to be delivered by God's glory. I want to have that intake of God's glory in my life to such a way that it offsets the things that I feel I come against, the powers of darkness. The church should be alive to God, but we see the church very deadened, very inadequate. It can't face the problem. It's collapsing under the load. They've already collapsed a long time ago. But God's here that we might be redeemed by the precious blood. I feel the glory of God in this room, and the Lord's here to touch you, here to help you, to satisfy you, to make you more and conquer through Him that loved you. God wants to bless you. God wants to feed you. He wants to heal you. He wants to compassion upon you, because we need that special help that He can only give us. When we try to do it within our own flesh, our flesh is not powerful. Our flesh fails. God does it through His mighty Spirit. The glory of God, thus says the Spirit of God, God will move mightily. Those that seek Him shall surely find Him. We live in a day when the churches are falling wrong side out. Therefore, same-sex marriage. All these wicked things, they're for. And God says it's an abomination to Him. God sees it as not. It's a way they've lost their first love a long time ago. They're far from God. The Christ life is the only word that can have freedom. And I'm here today to pray, to believe. Freedom only comes through the Lord. It doesn't come through any other way that you can imagine. It comes by giving yourself to the Lord. And then you have freedom. You have the glory of God to come upon you. The maximum glory comes from God. And a nation will return to God. It's going to have freedom. But you're not going to have freedom when you compromise and you're in sin. Sin has, well, its weights, a problem that comes upon you that pulls you down and brings you down to where you're under. You're pulled down below the sea of life. You're drowning in sin. You're drowning because you're not in tune with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Oh, church, arise. God will deliver you, but you're not going to do it within yourself. And I see the church is not going to be delivered. So that means that day is coming very fast. Time of no return. A day that we're going to see failures. Going to see heartaches. Many sorrows before the church. Many corpses are coming out of the church. All the wicked things that you can imagine are coming out of the church. And Satan is back there laughing. Everything he says is a falsehood. He doesn't ever tell the truth. But people have bought up what he says, and they believe it. Bible says that we must come out and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And he puts the heart to people, you can just do just like you want. And God's not going to hurt, bother you. But I guarantee you, God has a punishment very certainly. Judgment must begin the house of God. And first begin of us, what's in the end of them that believe not. We're to seek God because we're a forever have to worship. We wash ourselves by the word. We wash ourselves through prayer. We wash ourselves through calling of God, that God would cleanse us. Over and over, we need cleansing in the world today, that we might be a separated people, a holy people, a people without spot or blemish. but it's not coming up in the cash register. Computer says shows no cleansing. The computer of life shows more wicked, more disobedience. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. Right now, we're going to have to do some sacrificing because we're not walking in obedience. But the Bible says if we call upon Him, He would answer us. And He'd show us great and mighty things. The people are vacating the calling stations. They don't even call upon God. Their prayers are very hindered. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They're denying God's power. And the only thing that's going to save us, to save our lives, is the power of God. He's there. But if we don't change in America, what few get right with God, it's a time coming when God's going to come through the clouds of glory to change things Himself. Jesus has that ability to change things. He talks about a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I have to say, I don't see very many. I've never seen very many. It's a glorious church. The Lord's our answer because He made us. And He wants to keep us. He wants to save us. But we keep going our own sinful way and don't ask for repentance. Like it says there in Revelation, I have need of nothing. But says God says He sees us. We have need of a lot of things. We need to be set free. We need to take on His holiness. We need to take the move of His mighty spirit. In His presence is fullness of joy. We don't have His presence. We don't have that fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is not our strength because we don't have the joy of the Lord no more. We've lost our joy. We've lost our faith. It's impossible to live with dead bodies. And that's what we come up with. Christians are not alive no longer. They've lost their first love. They've lost their direction. And I just pray that God will bless them this day. I pray that they'll seek God this day because you're coming as soon. Our count of sin is getting higher and higher and higher. Our nation is going in for every, I don't like to use that word, but it's doing it's beyond words. It's getting that bad. Our president don't even care what he does. He's just out to do what he can do. And this countdown before the Lord gets here, we need to, the saints that are alive, need to pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, because all things are ready. And we need to be found faithful for that His coming. It's going to be a treacherous time before the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that all people really need to seek Him. We need to call upon Him. We need to wait upon Him, because the enemy comes in like a flood, and with all our power that we have, that God has to be that when He comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. But that standard is through prayer, through deliverance by God's Spirit. And I pray that God will bless you this day in the mighty way. God will set you free. Walk in holiness. Walk in victory this day. Walk by His promises. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And that was a wonderful message of truth, solid truth. God bless you.